Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, September 2. Coming up, Audrey Marks reappointed ambassador to the United States, Jamaica Constabulary Force to repair 100 service vehicles, and National Solid Waste Management Authority calls for an end to sand mining in the Hope River. The details after this message.
Do you have a climate saving startup? Well, access up to $15,000 in investments through the Caribbean Climate Innovation Center launched Green Tech Accelerator. The program is the first of its kind in the Caribbean. What's in it for you? Up to $6,000 in grants per startup, access to mentorship at industry investors, business model development, prototype development, become part of an amazing community, and so much more. Apply before September 9. Only 10 startups will be selected. For more information, visit caribbeancic.org/launch it or call 876-977-2154. Discover what's possible.
Now the news. Founder and chairman of Paymaster Jamaica, Audrey Marks, has been appointed ambassador designate of Jamaica to the United States and permanent representative designate to the Organization of American States, the OAS. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, who made the announcement in a press release Friday, said Ambassador Marks brings to the post a wealth of experience in diplomacy, business, and philanthropy. Senator Johnson-Smith says she's confident the newly appointed ambassador will continue to build on the excellent relations Jamaica enjoys with the United States. Ambassador Marks, who has had an active career in the private sector, served a two-year stint as Jamaica's ambassador to the U.S. in 2010. She's expected to assume duties in the coming weeks. The ambassador holds a bachelor's degree in business administration from the University of the West Indies, Mona, and a master's from Nova University in Florida. She also received a doctor of laws from the Northern Caribbean University. The Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF vehicle fleet is being bolstered by the readdition of several units which had been sidelined for long periods due to disrepair. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the JCF recently received $50 million from the Tourism Enhancement Fund for the procurement of well-needed parts and items to repair 100 units at the JCF Transport and Repairs Branch.
So far, they have repaired and released 20 vehicles, and an additional 14 vehicles should be ready for Friday to go out into the field. And as the days go on, we'll be sending out other vehicles. And the vehicles are from the divisions all over the country.
Mr. Montague adds that private garages have been enlisted to help the JCF complete the repairs. He was speaking at a press conference on Thursday. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are again calling on residents in the vicinity of the Hope River in St. Andrew to halt the practice of mining sand from the riverbed. The riverbed has been the site of unsanctioned removal of sand, which, according to the NSWMA, can have detrimental effects in the event of heavy rains. Inspector in charge of the August Town Police Station, Stephen Taylor, says legal action will be taken against people who continue this practice.
We have spoken to them and we have told them about the dangers of if there should be a flood situation, what could happen, the effects it would have on them. But they ignore a call each time.
Inspector Taylor says there'll be a joint effort involving the security forces, NSWMA, and the National Environment and Planning Agency to mitigate the effects of possible flooding. And chairman of the National Health Fund, NHF, Christopher Zaka, says by the end of the year, a pilot program will be rolled out to enable persons to access drugs prescribed at public hospitals free of cost at private pharmacies. Mr. Zaka says the aim is to reduce the wait time at both pharmacies and hospitals for persons to fill their prescriptions.
The Jamaican citizen right now has to go to an NHF pharmacy, a drug serve pharmacy, to get that prescription filled free of cost. Once that prescription is signed by a doctor within a hospital that is publicly run or a clinic. And what has happened over the years is the demand is, how many? It's a million prescriptions a year. How many do we fill?
We're doing about that.
We do about a million prescriptions a year of outpatients, and takes a long time because we just don't have the resources to have 40 or 50 pharmacies where you can go and get these prescriptions filled.
Mr. Zaka, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, said the pilot will be rolled out in strategic areas around the major hospitals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.